Welcome to Wells Fargo Treasury Management Client Services. Para español, marque número 6. For general support and passwords, loans, and commercial card expense reporting, press 1.
Yeah, and I'm on the phone, so if you turn it off.
2. International Treasury Management and Foreign Currency Transactions, 3. Check orders, deposit slips, cash vault bags, prepaid card, recognition card, or virtual lockbox, 4. Technical support, 5. To hear these options again, press star. For CEO password resets and general support, press 1. For CEO technical support, 2. For transmission support, 3. For desktop deposit.
We are currently experiencing higher than usual call volume due to the Windows 10 anniversary update that is affecting desktop deposit. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
This call may be monitored or recorded.
All of our technical service officers are currently servicing other clients. Please remain on the line, and your call will be answered in the order received.
welcome to West Fargo Technical Support. Jackie speaking. How can I help you today?
Hi, Jackie. I need to reverse a wire. Is that possible?
You have to call client service for that or the wire room. We don't do that on this end.
Okay. Can you transfer me there?
Sure. Let me. Well, Mama, hopefully.
All Treasury Management client service officers are currently assisting other clients. Your call will be answered by the next available client service officer. Our client service officers are still unavailable. Thank you for your patience. We will be with you shortly. All client service officers are currently assisting other clients. If you would like a call back without losing your place in queue, please press 2. Otherwise, please stay on the line for the next available officer.
Welcome to Wells Fargo Client Services. This is Jill Ellington. How may I help you?
Hi, Jill. Can I have a wire reversed?
Sure. I'd be more than happy to assist with that. May I just get your first and last name, please?
Kara Reese.
Kara, thank you. May I get your CEO company ID, please?
Cardi, C-A-R-G-I, 740.
And your user ID, please?
K. Reese.
And that's K-R-E-E-S-E?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, so bear with me while I pull up your profile.
All right.
And can you just confirm the name of your company?
Yes, it's actually, I think on the banks it's called Cardiff Financial Group.
Okay, thank you. All right. And may I get the account number this wire sent from?
Yeah, let me see if I can find it on the bank. Although I think somehow I got disabled. I don't know how.
Okay. Do you want me to enable you back?
Yes, if you could.
Certainly. All right, let me take a look here. Okay, so yeah, I do say that you are disabled due to too many password attempts. Now, don't tell me your password, but do you think you know it, or would you like me just to reset it altogether?
Yeah, just whatever it takes so I can get in.
Okay. All right, let's put me here. Just pulling up one more thing here. All right, so let me just ask you two secret questions here before I reset it. First, what was the first musical instrument you played?
Sorry, what?
What was the first musical instrument you played?
Can you repeat that? The piano.
And what was the color of your first car?
Yellow.
Perfect. Okay, so if you haven't already done so, go ahead and exit out of your CEO portal for me altogether.
Okay.
And let me go ahead and provide this temporary password to you. You may want to write it down because you'll have to enter it twice. It's N as in Nancy.
Okay.
W, Water. F, Frank. T, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
X, X-ray. R, Richard. The number 21 and the dollar sign.
Okay. And is there any caps in that?
It's not case sensitive.
Okay.
And go ahead if you want to log in and make sure you're able to get in there.
She called and then she said, okay, I'll send you an email to send you.
Sorry, I'm just setting a new password.
Very fun.
Okay, I'm in, and you needed my account number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's 0000055081485116.
Okay, and may I get the dollar amount of the wire?
Yeah, it was $62,415.
Okay. So I do show that wire has been sent out. Let's see here. What's the reason for the recall?
It was the wrong amount.
Okay. So what I'm going to do here in just a minute, I'm going to send an email to you. If you would just put the, and you don't have to, with the account number, you don't have to put in those zeros before, or the five. But if you would just fill out this this form, or this email, I should say, and send it back to me, I'll create a case to have this wire recalled.
Okay. What email address is this form going to?
Let's see. Bear with me. Get in here real quick. I'm showing this kreese@bankofcardiff.com.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. All right. So may I put you on hold for about 3 minutes while I go ahead and create this email?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I just sent that over to you, and I did have to send it as a secure email. Have you received a secure email from us before?
I'm sorry, what?
I had to send it as a secure email. Have you received a secure email from us before?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so it's encrypted since you're sending back some sensitive information like your account number. So it's going to prompt you to create a password to open that.
Okay. I haven't received it yet.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it takes a few minutes going securely.
Okay, I see it. So, okay, I click here. I don't understand. It says number one, copy the email address below, but there's nowhere to write anything.
So are you seeing my email?
Yeah, so I saw it and it said, oh, I clicked from, I think I clicked the wrong thing. Okay.
You should be able to just click reply and then put the information in right beside those questions, like the account number, and put it right beside it.
Put aside what questions? It just said secure email from Wells Fargo, and then look for an open message _ZDM .html, typically at top or
like
bottom.
An attachment that looks, what looks to be attachment on there?
Oh, I see.
There was pricing for, we could do just a little less, anyway, because this right now is a 1.28 cell, we could do another pricing program that would give us a 1.4 cell, and update it.
Okay, I sent it. Did you receive it?
Not yet. No, I'll let you know as soon as I get here. All right, just got it back here. So make sure everything's okay. Okay, perfect. All right, so let me play, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold just for about 2 more minutes. Let me go ahead and finish up this case real quick, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you as well. Again, Kara, appreciate your time. Thank you. So I've created the case. Let me go ahead and provide you the case number.
Okay.
The case number is 502-829-985.
Mm-hmm.
The case will be completed on or before November 14th.
November 14th?
Yes, ma'am.
So I won't know if the wire was returned until November 14th.
No, it could be before that. That's the estimated time frame. So like I said, it could be a lot sooner than that, which more than likely probably will, but we do get a longer time frame with wire recalls. And as soon as the case is completed, I'll shoot you an email to let you know.
Okay. What do you think the likelihood is that it will be recalled?
Well, it's hard to say because it's not guaranteed that the beneficiary bank or the beneficiary bank has to get approval from the beneficiary to return the funds, and then once they do that, then they'll return the funds.
Okay.
So it's really unfortunately it's kind of hard to say exactly when it'll be done because you know when we send this recall out, you know it's really how fast the beneficiary bank responds back to our request.
Okay, and they have to get permission from the person I wired to give back the money?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Well, is there anything else that I can assist with right now?
No, thank you.
All right, Carol. Well, again, I truly appreciate your time and hope you have a great day and a nice weekend.
You too. Bye.